I've Got Notes is recorded on Gadigal land.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you feeling today, Gabby?
Good.
I've got coffee. I'm ready to give some notes.
I've got a tea. I'm also ready to give some notes. Yeah. You've got a friend since I last saw you.
Oh, I thought you said you've got a friend. Oh, and I was like, aren't you my friend?
You were like, wow.
I chopped my hair off. Well, I'm going through my new era.
I love this new era for you. Obviously, I've got to ask the question because you've got a fringe. Mm. Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when I had a fringe, I was definitely not okay. But it's a fun time in your life having a fringe.
I feel young.
Yes. And a fringe makes you look really young as well.
Thank you.
I mean, you are young.
Well, I also have a massive forehead. So that's the other thing. I always hate my fringe when I have it.
See, and then I look back on photos. I have a massive face, but like, how do you cover your cheeks? Like, they're so huge, my cheeks. I can't really cover them with a hairstyle.
I always think my fringe looks bad, and then I have no fringe, and I think I look like an egg. And then I go back through photos where I had a fringe, and I'm like, that was so cute. Like, why did I ever think that looked bad? And so now I'm trying to stay positive. I'm trying to be like, this is cute. It suits my face.
It does
I need to just be okay with it. But the moment it grows, literally like an inch more, I'll be like, I hate it.
Yeah. But still, I love it. Bring the new fringe persona to the podcast.
Yeah, I will.
Should we get into the podcast?
Yeah, we should. Let's do the song. I've got notes.
I've got notes too.
Who are we discussing today?
Okay, literally one of my faves. I have loved this singer for a long time.
Yes.
I don't know if I am like love her as much now, but definitely there was a time in my life that I wanted to like be her.
There was a really, really big time for this singer. Like, I reckon when I was a kid, she really nailed the merch game.
Definitely, definitely had some huge hits.
Yes.
And, you know, she's still around. She's not completely irrelevant.
That's a great
she's
thing.
She's still alive.
She was massive once, and now she's still.
Okay, look, but she's not a one-hit wonder.
No.
This artist that we're about to do. She's got many hits. She's got five or six hits. Man, if I had five or six hits.
Sold.
That's great.
As long as you can get your song in, like, a really popular movie that constantly gets played.
Mm.
Anyway.
Okay. Who is she?
Gwen Stefani. I just decided to.
I love it.
Yeah.
Gwen Renee Stefani.
Yeah.
That's her actual name. Quite a rock star name, isn't
it? So many middle names are Renee, though. I feel like they kind of phoned that one in.
Renee is not very true. Renee is.
Gwen Stefani is so rock star.
And that is her first and last name, her actual first and last name.
Wow. And then middle Renee.
Renee. Gwen Renee Stefani.
There's something so Australian about the word Renee.
Yeah, there is.
Renee, like. So before we crack into what is obviously going to be some bangers this episode, we need to do our
copyright.
We haven't really cracked down on what to call this.
We call it the We Get Out of Legal Issues by singing the songs badly.
Copyright free singing.
So we'll do like a little mashup. I'll do a little bit of one song, you do a little bit of one song. Maybe we'll do a couple songs each.
Oh, and if you've never listened to our podcast before, this is the moment in the show to pause if you would prefer to hear the actual music
don't have to listen to us sing it badly.
No.
But we have to sing it badly for copyright reasons.
You can go to our link tree. It's in the show notes of this episode, and you will find that we've linked some playlists of each artist for each episode, and you can have a little listen, have a little jam out, and then come back. Or if you're awful like we are, you can sit and listen to our versions. Go nuts, Floyd.
Okay, what am I going?
Nice.
Keep going.
Okay, you go, Gabby. No, that was getting a bit too good.
This is fun, yeah.
All right, okay. Sweet escape.
I love your impressions are so good.
Thank
you. That was a great impression.
My impressions are only good when I have no words.
Yeah.
Like, it's got to be just the sound.
I think I can only do the, like, baby voice for Gwen, which is
what you winning, what you winning,
that's
Gwen. There is a fine line between a Gwen Stefani and a Bernadette Peters impression.
Definitely.
Like, Bernadette Peters is like the Gwen Stefani of musical theatre.
Yeah, she's got an interesting voice, Gwen Stefani, doesn't she? There's moments where she goes into, like, there's moments. Don't you think there's a little bit like she's putting on a baby voice?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's what sold the earworm. Like, she had so many catchy songs for the exact reason that her voice was unique and it was repetitive.
Absolutely.
Like when you think about What You're Waiting For, that song should irritate everyone and it doesn't.
Yeah. I mean, same with Wind It Up.
Wind it up. Wind it up.
Okay, so to do the Gwen impression, you basically have to have a pout.
Yeah.
You have to go...
Just,
if you could tell, you've got to squeeze your like face together really tight.
Yeah.
Pout your lips.
Force
and
vibrato.
Then try sing it.
Yeah. Anyone can do it. And just no soft singing or belt.
You got the Gwen. You're really good at it.
Thank you.
Have you practiced this?
A little bit.
Okay.
Well, I was really into No Doubt when I was a kid.
Ah.
Huge. I loved their album Tragic Kingdom.
I was sort of into it. I wasn't. I liked the song, but I became obsessed with her when she started like releasing singles.
Yeah.
I was just like, she's.
Well, I was as a child. I was incredibly into Gwen because that was my first exposure.
Gabby is younger than me.
Sorry.
We get it. Yes. Okay. No need to rub it in.
That was my first exposure to Gwen. Was like
as
she
a
was
literal baby. I listened to. No,
I was definitely like 10 or 11.
Okay. So not a... that is a child, isn't
That's
it?
That's a child, yeah. Okay. But like Holla Back Girl was everywhere. And then my mum was like, you should probably listen to No Doubt because...
Yes. So you did it...
After.
Backwards.
Yeah. But then as a teenager, I was huge into No Doubt.
Oh.
And I remember there was a song, the most Gwen-sounding song.
That's kind of like listening to Harry Styles now and then being like...
One Direction?
I'll listen to you out of One Direction.
Yeah, there'll be kids.
Yeah,
you
there'll
watch.
Be kids. There'll be literal babies.
Yeah, there'll be 10-year-olds right now who love Harry Styles, who they broke up
who
like...
they didn't know who One Direction are.
Well, they probably... When did One Direction break up? 2014, 2015?
Ooh. Yeah.
So, they probably would have been like, oh, I've never heard of this band. Who are they?
Totally. Wow.
But it's funny. There was like a song on Tragic Kingdom, which is a No Doubt album, one of the big ones, which has like Don't Speak and Just a Girl on it.
Yeah.
And there's a song called Spiderwebs, and that has to be the most Gwen sounding song because it's literally like reggae. They were really like reggae pop punk.
Yes.
Like that's what they did, which is a bit, you know, they're all white.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was the 90s. They loved that. Ska. It was basically ska music. And there's a song where she goes, I'm walking in a spider web. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
Oh.
And it's all just like sounds.
Yes.
Spider web.
We're talking about Gwen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she does that. What's that song?
That song's called Spiderwebs.
Spiderwebs.
It's No Doubt.
That one.
So it was the band, not her solo. But she's obviously the lead singer. So
there's some songs that she does where, I think it's What You're Waiting For, where she goes like,
she
does a lot of orgasm.
We should
sounds,
start with
she?
What you're waiting for.
Should we do what you're waiting for?
Yeah,
I love.
I
what
think
you're
people
for.
Will love the throwback. To
I
be
think
quite
we
honest.
All love what you're waiting for.
Sorry, I want to say this music video starts with her sitting at a piano as if this song is about to be like a ballad.
A ballad.
She's like walking up to a piano.
What a family. Yeah, it starts in this way. Do you not know? Yeah,
I forgot.
How yeah, no, this is the bit you don't remember. This is the intro. If you heard this in the club, you'd be like, what the fuck? She's bad,
sorry.
Very bad at the piano.
I'm about to get on my piano high horse here.
Please do.
So she's acting in this music video like she's writing it as she's doing it. And she's like getting frustrated because she's not playing this phrase right. The problem with this is the notes she's
the
singing
piano.
And the notes she's playing at all times are all completely different. Like, listen to this. She's trying to go da 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 da, and she's playing da 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 on the piano. Like, girly.
I love it.
Ready?
Just do a random chord.
She's frustrated.
Throw the paper.
She goes
to the
vending machine to try and figure out her song. She's got writer's block.
Natasha Bedingfield. Women. They've always got.
I love that we not only go over the song in this podcast, but the fucking music video.
Rewrite. Yes, I like the music video part.
Music videos back in this era were all about a fucking film.
Yes.
Where it was like giving the first half of it was like,
give you
there's
short
a story.
Film. Yes.
There's a story
yeah,
here.
Like, oh my God, this intro's still going on.
It's still going. We are.
What was that?
A minute
What's happening
in.
Now?
She got a photo taken for something. I think a license, maybe.
Hold on, sorry. So we've gone from her composing a piano, what, in the middle of a field or something?
See when you're finished.
No, she wasn't
when
in a field. She's just in a room.
Just in a room.
She's still
she's
just
gone
in an
out
office
with
now.
Oh my God.
There we go. We hear the clock.
Tick tock.
And now she's inspired by the clock to write the song.
Oh my gosh.
And then, oh, a rabbit came to life.
Okay.
Here we go.
Like
now we're in the other vibe.
Interesting lyrics, like a cat in heat stuck in a moving car. A scary conversation, shut my eyes, can't find the brake. What if they say that you're a climber? What? Is it? This is like classic just being random for the sake of being random. Like, well, that literally makes no sense.
It worked for her before.
What, in what?
Hollaback Girl.
Oh.
That song's about nothing.
No, it is about something, and we're going to get into that, Gabby. Fine. It's actually about something very specific. What if they say that you're a climber? Yeah, what if? What? Who cares? This is my one issue with the song is she's got, how does it go? It's something like, take a chance, you stupid hoe. That's a bit mean. A bit mean. Is she talking to herself or is she talking to us?
Because
if she's talking, yeah, she's talking to herself. Sure, been there, done that. But if she's talking to her fans listening, that's rude.
I loved it.
Yeah, I was singing along.
Check you stupid hoe.
As a literal baby, you were loving it.
I do love, though, that, like, this is from back in, like, the golden era of pop that a lot of parents now will be like, what happened to, like, you know, Pink or Gwen Stefani? Why are we listening to Nicki Minaj saying stupid hoe over again? Yeah. And then you're like, hold on.
Yeah, you were doing it back then. Yeah, exactly.
But you were doing it in a good way. Which is, again,
with a baby voice. We've talked about this before. Like, there was a huge trend with singers infantilizing, like, I think for the male audience,
the baby voice.
Yeah, like the baby, I'm so baby.
I feel like
a little baby. I can't do anything.
Don't you feel like if you've got a baby voice, you can get away with saying anything? Like,
fucking, you're actually really awful. I actually cheated on you. I do really do.
Like, you can get away with anything
if you're
speaking in a baby voice. Yeah,
we should go home to our partners.
I'll
give Noah a call.
Yeah.
No, darling. I bet you fucked someone else, but I gave it a really lovely story. So, like, forgive me.
It's disgusting.
Terrifying.
Like, I can't actually unsee this now. Do we do the whole podcast like that?
Where did you go for
so, the thing about Gwen Stefani is so.
She gets weird and funny. This microphone is weird. This weird microphone.
I'm just a baby.
I'm just a baby. Okay, so Gwen gets away with a lot from the baby voice.
And I think, like,
next time I do something like wrong, I'm just gonna revert to a baby voice.
Well, yeah, true.
I didn't research for this episode of the podcast.
Gabby didn't research.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I think Gwen really, with this particular song and the vibe, she doesn't give a flying fuck what these lyrics are.
No.
She's after the aesthetic. You know, because she knows her diction's already, like, a bit wavy anyway. Yes. So she's like, people won't even hear what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, yeah, totally. And she sort of walks like in a stroppy baby way as well, doesn't she? Yeah, with her shoulders going
up and
down.
These ones.
She's literally like she's throwing a tantrum, but it's a hot tantrum. Oh my God, this happens every episode. I'm like, okay, the artist was fucked. Why? Every time I start, I'm like, I'm a huge fan. And at the end, I'm like, they've got serious problems.
We haven't even gotten into the racial appropriation of this whole era.
Can we talk a little bit about her look? It is quite iconic.
I loved it.
The peroxide blonde hair.
Yeah.
Apparently she says she uses a non-bleach dye.
That's not true.
Right? That's just a literal lie. Like
No, that's platinum blonde.
Literally, you couldn't get your hair that colour.
You're not a
Targaryen.
Yeah,
it doesn't
girly.
Like just like come out that way. And then the red lips. But that must be so annoying having the red lips everywhere all the time.
I often wondered how she...
How'd
she
cope with that?
Well, I had to stop. I love a red lip, but I had to stop wearing it.
I love a red lip, but it's too exhausting.
If you're talking
it's harder than a fringe.
It's literally on your chin. It's on your cheeks.
Yeah.
She had a look that I loved at the time because at that era, it was like Alice in Wonderland was the fucking huge.
It was too.
And it was like steampunk and goth and like showman and like ringmaster circus. Circus vibes were like really big.
It's not really in now, right? Red lips, like, I feel like it's all pastel.
It's all soft.
And how can I just blend into this wall?
Supermodel clean look.
I naturally look this beautiful.
Which really is also annoying. So offensive because I get pimples all the time. I can't pull off the clean look. They like use a skin tint. I'm like, babe, I need more than a fucking skin tint.
That's so true. It's like Hailey Bieber just released a lip oil. It's like, I need more than fucking lip oil.
Oh, don't even talk.
So hold on. Just quickly on her looks. She just turned 53 this week.
Amazing.
Crazy, right? She happy birthday,
incredible.
Gwen. We love you.
Love you, Gwen.
Gwen. At this stage in the year, we love you. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But do we think she's had surgery? Like, she can't look that way.
Everyone has
surgery.
Everyone.
Well, everyone you know has had surgery.
Everyone in the industry. They've all at least had a filler.
Because, like, she doesn't have any wrinkle lines. Like, I'm getting wrinkle lines and I'm you know,
yeah,
early 20s. anyway, so we do think Gwen has had Botox.
Definitely.
But she looks great.
Whatever. She looks fucking amazing.
Can you recommend
She's honestly, again? Yeah, the ad for Botox at this point. I'm like, bitch, who do you go to?
Do you remember when she had those like iconic thin eyebrows and No Doubt?
They were never forget. On. They were, that was such a look for her. It was like mid-90s.
And she had, looked all right though. She had like buns. I feel like I'd look insane.
Oh, I could never. My brows are too big.
Yeah, I could never either.
Forehead too big, brows too big. If you small my brows
if
on
you
this.
Small
I can't
brows.
The word thin them. If you thin out my brows on this massive yeah. forehead, I'd look insane.
Yeah.
She's got a very petite face.
She does have an angular face, yes. doesn't she?
We've talked a lot about her face though. Should
yeah.
we keep going?
Let's go to
what
her body.
For
no,
our next First one's take a chance because
you might grow. Then it
stupid hoe.
Goes stupid hoe. You stupid hoe.
And yeah, and then this one. Oh, what you waiting, what you
waiting, what you waiting, what you waiting, what you waiting, oh. So, okay, she's Should got we? That one. Should we go to Hollaback Girl? I feel like we can't.
Of course.
Because Hollaback Girl, she's also, I'm pretty sure, doesn't she have a whole cheerleading squad that is
yes.
all Asian women?
I haven't. Confirmed, but I will now.
Get him really close. Ah, super kawaii.
Yeah, yes. Sorry.
First of all.
Sorry, yes. I've actually got a little backstory. So obviously the Harajuku girl thing is like it's cultural appropriation. It's inappropriate, absolutely.
Yeah.
So her fascination with Japanese culture began as a child because her dad used to work in Japan and he like was always away and then occasionally would go scrunching her face up at me.
I'm just waiting for this story to end with the pin drop.
So her dad was always, you know, an absent father working in Japan and he would bring her back toys from Japan, Harajuku. And so she became obsessed. It's literally a daddy issue.
Oh, it's also a privilege thing, isn't it? Like, I could only play with toys that my father brought back from
Harajuku.
Japan.
Yeah, from Harajuku. And that's where she became obsessed with it. And when the band No Doubt traveled to Japan in 1996, she was like, this is my dream come true. Like, this is a big deal for me. So, yeah, she is. I mean, look, yeah, it is obviously cultural appropriation. She is... She's fascinated by Harajuku Girl. She's not doing that more recently.
No. I mean, obviously times have offered. Like, I think...
Because Hollaback Girl was when? Back in, like, early 2000s?
Yeah,
it?
Like 2000.
Yeah. I mean, it was a pretty iconic 2000s Ooh. Bop.
2005.
Innisfree
okay,
Records.
Yeah.
And it was the most downloaded... It was the first song to be downloaded digitally 1 million times.
Wow.
That's pretty big.
I also remember because 2005, catching the school bus and everybody... Like, I didn't have a phone until I was in high school.
Yeah.
But... All of the like phones were becoming
a thing
among kids. Yeah. Like it was before smartphones, but like phones were really in the social scene.
Yeah.
And a lot of people had Hollaback Girl as their ringtone.
Ah,
like on the Motorola's.
Part?
Like just the chorus.
It's bananas. Like B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yeah, like few times I've been around that track, so it's not just going to happy like that. Cause I, and that would go off on everyone's fucking phone.
I mean, it's an iconic song. If it comes on, you're like, you just can't help but being like, woo, dance. Yeah,
if it's in the club, I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's another one of those. It's her and Pitbull.
I think, yeah. Spelling bananas is literally is a bit much. I mean, like,
let's hear it, though.
Let's hear it. We love it. Uh-huh, this my shit. All the girls
love a beat like this. Few times I've been around that track. I like its simplicity.
Me too. I love the beat.
You can play it on a bin, you know?
It feels very cheerleady.
It feels very Queen.
Queen. Love the song, obviously. I am a fan of the song. But so do you want to know who the song is about?
I heard. I don't know who. I read that she wrote this in response to somebody. Is
yes.
that true?
Okay, you're going to love this.
Oh, God.
So basically her ex-husband, let me find his name. He's a nobody.
The guy from Bush, right?
Yes. He's so Gavin Rossdale.
That's the most that white it? Name yeah. I've ever heard.
Ugh. Anyway.
Gavin Rossdale.
They can't be in the same room together anymore.
Checks out.
Just like my parents.
Just like my parents.
Just like my parents.
Oh, cute. There's a reason we're podcasting, isn't it?
Yeah. We've got serious issues.
Yeah. Who needs therapy?
So they were married for a long time, 2002 to 2016.
Wow.
Now he allegedly... But I think it was actually happen. He cheated on Gwen Stefani with one with the nanny. She found it on the iPad, the joint iPad. She saw like texts to the nanny and explicit photos to
the
nanny.
This is the thing about
it's
trash
like, oh my
men.
God, Jude Law's done that. So boring.
Also, what happened? Like, if you're gonna cheat, use a letter.
Don't
process.
Use a fucking nanny. Don't Why would you digital footprint?
Yeah.
Also, isn't the nanny having to look after the children? Like,
what are they get the time?
Gwen is paying you anyway. That annoys me a lot. But there was also this. Okay, so Courtney Love. Yep.
What?
Yes. Courtney Love, she dissed Gwen Stefani, saying that she's not a musician, she's just a cheerleader.
Sounds like Courtney Love.
Yeah. And this was in direct response to that, being diss my shit. Oh, and then that's why it was a cheerleader song.
That's
so thanks,
brilliant.
Courtney Love, for this track.
Wow.
And then apparently, allegedly, her trash ex-husband, Gavin apparently also had an affair with Courtney Love.
That I mean, came that out checks later. Out.
How awful to have Courtney Love diss you
and then cheat.
You write a hit song and then your ex or your partner still.
But maybe that was just, you know, the hit song was like one step and then the reverse plan, like the rebuttal was fine, well, I'll just fuck your husband. Like,
yeah.
That's very Courtney Love.
It is very Courtney Love, isn't it?
Courtney's an interesting
one. She doesn't
one.
Really. Yeah,
she has one amazing song.
Yeah.
And it's Celebrity Skin. And then apart from that, I'm
nothing,
like, nothing.
No.
Which is so funny. Anyway.
I'm on Gwen's side in this.
Me too, like, in this particular stance.
I just think, I love that basically it was like, someone was being rude about her as a musician and then she wrote a whole track about it. It's like, imagine if we took like a bad review we got for comedy and we're like, okay, my whole song, my whole next show is about you.
I feel like we should talk about another one of Gwen's earworms.
Definitely. You choose it. Which one?
This one.
Oh, yes.
This was the iconic Baby Bangs era. So I think it was slightly after What You Waiting For.
It was, yeah. Great song. Sweet Escape. This was with Akon.
Yes.
Remember Akon?
Remember Akon?
God, we should do Akon sometime.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
I feel happy already.
That's such a good song.
Woohoo!
But I remember.
Get ready for the baby boys.
Woo-hoo. Oh yeah, we'll go to the first
Woo-hoo.
Verse.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Long intro.
I've been acting like someone before, but I'm going to fuck the gym, fuck the refrigerator, my tummy made, that's the reason I've been acting so cold.
Pause. That was such a flex if you could do that in school. Like,
yeah,
that
if you could sing it all out.
It was like the rap
Gabby
god
and I
of the
just
time.
Completely murdered. Then
no,
did
I
not
didn't
do
it.
Well.
I did not do it.
Yeah, because I've been acting like sour milk all on the floor. It's your fault you didn't shut
the
refrigerator.
Refrigerator.
Yeah. Maybe that's the reason I've been acting so cold.
If I could escape.
I mean, they don't rhyme, do they? But I still love it.
I find this era quite funny because, I mean, I say era, it's almost identical, but it's very gold and very shiny, very pop.
Yes.
And very when pop. I remember distinctly when she came out with this song, so many people were like, this isn't the Gwen I know. Yep. This is silky pop Gwen. Like, what the fuck happened?
Yep.
And I'm like, this song is virtually identical in form to all of like
all our songs.
I can't believe people shut on this song so much. And it's one of those things where shut on it at the time. And
I
then now it's like so nostalgic.
Song.
A lot of people
the song.
A lot of people didn't. And a lot of people, you know, who were fucking rock purists were like, I just miss No Doubt. And then they brought No Doubt back in 2012 and everyone hated it.
Yeah, I know. No, were you a fan of No Doubt?
Loved No Doubt.
Yeah,
loved No Doubt.
I loved it. I mean, obviously I love Don't Speak, Just a Girl, their classic. Do you know, so the way she got into No Doubt, her brother was a keyboardist.
Classic.
Now, it was not a, it wasn't, they were doing a whole different genre of music when they first started. They're doing ska music?
Yes, ska music.
Ska music, which is sort of like.
It's like reggae blended with pop.
It's the precursor to reggae, right?
Oh, no, reggae has been around for a very, very long time, but reggae and punk.
Punk together, okay.
I like to call ska like white reggae.
Okay, I love that.
Because there's another band called Real Big Fish. And like 90s, if you ever watched. Like,
but they
didn't
work as a ska band. They changed and then they brought Gwen on as the singer. And then her brother left to become an animator on The Simpsons.
That checks
so
out.
Go.
Good on him.
Good on him.
What he really said, I'm done. I'm fully done. Get
but
me out
Gwen
of here.
Gwen wasn't considered to be the star of No Doubt when she joined. It was the former like member, I think his name John Spence. He was the lead singer.
Yes.
And Gwen was on backing vocals. Can you believe it?
I know.
I mean, God, who's John Spence? No one knows who he is.
Poor bastard.
He needed to put on a baby voice.
Well, I remember thinking Just a Girl was such a revolutionary hit because it was like,
just a girl.
Like, it's actually a great, let's listen to it.
It is a great song.
And I love that riff.
Yeah, that's great. And the music is really good.
I know every word.
Take this pink ribbon off my eyes. I'm exposed.
It's such a great song.
So good.
And she looks so different here.
Yeah, well, this she's is like wearing like an eyebrow.
A tank top and cargo pants. Yeah. This is the 90s.
But this
fish
is the,
eye
yeah.
camera.
What were the hair, what was the hairstyle?
She's got like a curl. It's blonde.
Yeah.
She's sort of similar in hair, actually. Like barrel curls.
Oh, I'm just a girl. Petite, so don't let me have any right.
Don't let me have any right.
I feel like at
but
the
it's
time.
It's sarcastic, right? She was doing it like.
Yeah.
It's sort of like Pink. Doesn't Pink have something sort of similar?
Very similar. But yeah, that song and Don't Speak. Were
and
like
Don't Speak are good.
Massive.
Do you, what did you think of Rich Girl?
Oh, let's get it. I've got it here. Hold on.
Oh, of course, another backstory.
Japanese kids.
No.
Playing with Bratz dolls.
No. Oh, no. That's. No.
So much.
So the music video starts with what? Japanese kids,
playing with dolls, and now she's on a pirate ship?
Oh.
I forgot Eve was in this.
Yes.
Oh,
it's Eve.
Eve. How did we forget Eve was in it?
All over the world.
And they're pirates. Oh, they're Japanese pirates?
Oh, no.
Okay.
A good girl pirate.
Oh, she's got the Japanese buns in this, Gwen,
no.
With, like, the decorations. And yet, this song borrows from Fiddler on the Roof, a classic Yiddish tale.
I know. How did you know that?
Well,
did you, of course you know that. You just knew that.
I'm just a bit of a theatre geek.
Because I looked this up, yeah, in my research.
Yes,
that
I
did.
A rich man.
Isn't it crazy? She literally took it from that.
Although I think it was warranted because I think she either would have had to pay. I forget who wrote Fiddler on the Roof.
So have I got that here?
Who composed?
No. Oh, so she was, the way that she came up with the song, she was running on a treadmill in London and Fiddler on the Roof.
Listening to Fiddler on the Roof. Babe works out to Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
That's a great
like,
running song.
Isn't that hilarious? And then she was like,
it's
yeah.
quite a slow pace.
She was like, maybe I can do this. And it was like, she had this perspective of like her living the dream. Mm. And then she put the vision into the verse. I had a mansion. So then she was like, okay, this is a quote. She said, I had a mansion in London, Harajuku girls, and these things that actually happened in my life. That was the only way I could embrace the song.
Yeah.
Which was perfect for me because I love musicals. I later did that with Wind It Up and Sound the Music. Dr. Dre is the one who came to me with Rich Girl.
But hold on, Wind It Up is also based on a musical.
Yeah, Sound of Music. But this was the first one. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So the Harajuku Girls' Perfumes.
What?
Do you remember? So what she says is, my life was consumed by this mansion and Harajuku girls. She wasn't just talking about Harajuku girls.
Oh,
she
good,
had a line.
I was like, wow, she really is problematic.
No, I remember.
Oh,
this,
she has a line.
I had the, she called them like different things. So there was like sport
I've got
and
this
music.
Here. She launched a perfume line called L, Lamb.
Yeah.
Collection of clothing. And it also had, it was part of her collection of clothing and accessories.
Yes.
And
you could get an impressive.
The collection was in. She had a Harajuku lovers line.
Yes.
Inspired by Japanese culture and fashion.
Yeah, so the perfume was literally like a little Harajuku. The thing I could like.
Was it a little what? Harajuku
you know,
girl?
Like pop. You know like pop figurines?
Yes.
It was kind of like a little one of those as the top of the perfume. You'd take it off and then use the bottle underneath.
Okay, that feels really
my first perfume was the music Harajuku girl perfume.
What
so
was
they
the
had,
music? Was it like a musical
like a vanilla?
Note?
No, it was like vanilla scented.
But what did it look like?
It was like a bottle at the bottom, and then the thing that you'd pull off, like you know how like with most perfume you pull off the top.
Yeah.
The thing you'd pull off was before, like a little Harajuku girl. They were all dressed differently for different scents, and I remember it was like the biggest because they were really affordable.
Oh.
So like for little girls, like when I was sort of 10, I was a tween at the time.
Wow.
My mum for Christmas, got me like, it was like a $15 perfume.
Wow.
So it was a lot of girls my age probably first perfumes.
Yeah.
She crazy. Probably smelled like shit. I remember loving it, but I was a kid. So.
God, she was just obsessed with them. I mean.
But also some greedy fucking production manager was probably like, oh, we can sell this. Who gives a fuck that it's somebody else's culture? Fuck it, sell it.
But Rich Girl brought to her by Dr. Dre.
That's so funny.
So funny. Also, the lyrics are so interesting because it's like, if I was a rich girl, I'd have everything. Wait, because isn't it, I'd have
all the money in the world
if I was a wealthy. But then isn't it, like, isn't the whole point of the song that I don't need that money, I'd rather have you?
I guess.
Is that sort of what the point is?
Well, I actually can't remember. Let's.
Yeah.
Hold on, my cash flow will never ever end. I don't know how she's doing that now.
No. Oh, she's earning heaps on The Voice. 15 million a season.
Fucking hell, sorry.
Okay, so it's not about love. It's ultimately the chorus is like, so the verses are like,
I'm so rich.
I'd be wearing this, I'd be wearing that. And then the chorus is like, yeah, but nothing would bring you like your love. God, my God, it's gross to think that, was she writing that when she was with her dog ex-husband?
Probably.
Because he didn't bring you anything. Like, just don't keep enjoying those riches, girl, because he's fucking the nanny.
So, okay, so I was on the Gwen Stefani train and then just as quickly I left it. You know, as I grew up, I left
when
the train.
Do you reckon you left her?
Probably just after that. Sweet Escape.
Oh, Sweet Escape.
Well, Sweet Escape was, I think, the second album. Like her solo career. And I just sort of wasn't as into it.
Well,
so what's she up to now?
Okay, glad you bring this up. Now she's working on The Voice. She's a coach on The Voice. And that's where she met her now husband, Blake Shelton.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't this like a
Shelton
big scandal?
Shelton. And he cheated on his wife with
her. Who is also a singer.
Full Circle. Yeah, I don't know. Some country. The interesting thing. So she makes a lot of money on The Voice. She makes $15 million. Not the highest paid. How much do you reckon Ariana Grande earned on The Voice?
Oh, Ariana Grande would never have done it if it was anything like under $20 million.
Correct. It's 25 mil an episode. So she's making a whole 10 more than Gwen, which I guess
makes
fair
sense.
Enough. Yeah.
Well, she agreed to that. What I found interesting about that is that Ariana had literally just released the two biggest, most successful albums of her career.
And then did
The Voice. I'm like, no, girl, The Voice is what you do when your career is dwindling.
Exactly.
Like, Adam Levine
weird that she
does
went on
The Voice.
I know. We'll get into him anyway. But
cheating's a team.
I know.
And it's Miranda Lambert, by the way.
Was his ex-wife.
So he cheated on, yes, she, yeah. he, and one of the biggest. Oh. He cheated on Miranda
like,
Lambert.
Who? Wow,
with Gwen Stefani.
That would suck. But also, full circle moment for Gwen. So at one point, so she's now a coach on The Voice, but she went through a time where she wanted to pivot to acting, and she was almost cast in, wait for it, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Yes,
what?
Angelina and Brad Pitt movie.
So there's an alternate universe somewhere where Brad Pitt
and
Gwen and
Angelina,
Stefani were married.
Well, there's an alternative universe where Brangelina never happened.
And it was Gwen Pitt. Wait, no.
Brad?
Oh, yeah, well, it couldn't have worked.
What would it be? Gwen?
Oh, it probably would have been like Stiff Pitt.
They don't have a good couple names.
No, it could never have worked.
Or they might have just been friends and he would have stayed with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh my God.
And I'm definitely Team Jen.
Me too.
Way,
I love Jen.
Yeah, love her.
I love that woman. The more I learn about her, the more I love her.
I just love her.
Anyway, but yeah, that's nuts. And also, she just never pivoted to acting.
Well, because she didn't get cast in Mr. and Mrs. Smith. So funny. Imagine,
that's
sorry,
a setback.
Go back and pause this podcast. Go watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith and imagine Gwen Stefani is playing Angel.
You've got I could kill you if I had the chance.
Can you imagine? It's like also it's Gwen Stefani. She couldn't be an undercover like spy. It's Gwen Stefani.
She's got platinum blonde hair.
Everywhere she goes, people will be like,
whoa,
like
it's Gwen Stefani.
It's like Lady Gaga wanting to pivot to acting.
Well,
she did. She's trying.
She nearly won an Oscar, didn't she?
She nearly. So funny to me, though.
That is hilarious.
She's had some interesting jobs, Gwen. She started as like a working in a Dairy Queen, which is like one of those ice cream shops.
Yeah, is that the one where they like flip your cup?
What?
And like a Blizzard, like they'll put soft serve in your cup and then flip it to prove that it's really cold.
No.
I don't really know why they do it.
Wow, maybe they do.
I think it's a big thing in America to get your shit flipped.
So that was her first thing. So she was a natural brunette working at a Dairy Queen
back in
the day. And then she was like, fuck this.
I'm going to put
red lipstick on, put on a baby voice,
ba-ba-ba.
platinum blonde, and I'm going to either become a major pop star or be in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Her speaking voice and her singing voice are like night and day.
Yeah, they're not the same thing at all.
No. And I wonder whether it was because in the 90s, it's like putting on a voice when you sang was so big.
Yes.
And now it's like, well, shit, people know me for singing like that. So I guess
I don't even know if she puts on quite the same voice anymore because I've heard her do some country songs with like Sheldon.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
No, so one of them that she did is Happy Anywhere, which is a song she did with Blake Shelton. Very country. She's not putting on the baby voice.
I remember this song. I remember Happy Anywhere. I think because somebody brought it to my attention, being like, who does this sound like? And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. We love a bit of country. We should do a country musician soon.
Oh, yeah. There'd be some cooked country music.
Definitely, for sure.
You could do Dolly.
All of them. Oh, I love Dolly.
I love Dolly. I've always
been a rolling stone. Shout. Sorry.
I can't.
Sorry,
take it
seriously. I can't take country music seriously.
It's because they say something. It's like before any word, it's. It's like
somebody pulls back like a toy winder. You're like at a cafe. Yeah, what would you like, ma'am? Yeah, I would like a smashed avocado.
I would like a soy flat white.
Yeah, you're so right. It's the lead of it. Yeah. Okay, start from the top again. Sorry. I want to hear it again. With a reckless streak, yeah, the grass never
gets too grown. I want you to know that all of this is footage of him and Gwen with like a little vintage filter over it, like them getting wine. It looks like an Instagram feed.
Huge. City lights, southern stars. I'm sort of happy for them.
Me too, but also like, poor Miranda.
You could barely hear her. You cannot understand. That's Gwen.
Anyway.
Well, she blends in, right? Like, it's not. Where's Gwen gone? She's not Gwen anymore. She's just her backup. Like, she's blending in there.
Yeah.
I want to bring Gwen back.
Well, here's her verse. We're about to get her verse. Okay. They're on a beach.
There's no baby voice, I'll be sad. Okay, Blake.
Blake, give her a fucking verse.
I don't know if he gives her a verse. Skip forward and see if there's any verse. I think she just blends in.
That's so rude.
It's really rude. My home's
wherever you're. To be fair to him, it does say Blake Shelton, Happy Anywhere, featuring Gwen Stefani.
Still, let's feature her.
Yeah.
Late bit. I was born with my feet in motion.
You know all the words to this?
Yeah.
Well, just from listening to it once.
I would be happy anywhere.
Or do you know
this
song?
I actually just realized why I know this song. A student brought me this song.
To learn.
When I was teaching.
On the piano. Why?
No, they were learning harmonies. Because the thing about country music, I'm not going to get on my fucking little horse here.
Oh, please do. I love the horse.
Sorry. Country music, despite being simple and it pisses me off sometimes, is really good for learning harmonies because it's a simple melody that doesn't really jump too much. And you can really, really easily teach a harmony.
Now, Gabby, that is fine for you to say, but you know that when we give musical theory, we have to give it in a sexy way. So
that's
can you just
true.
Say that again in a sexy way?
Harmonies. They're easy with country music.
Perfect. I love that. That's great. Now our listeners will remember it.
Yeah,
otherwise, they can't retain theory unless it's in that sexy
way. Well,
that's
why Jolene's so easy.
Yes.
I mean, I love that song. I love it.
I love that song.
Jolene's the... Anyway. Oh. Okay.
You're
the only thing that I'm chained to. That was Gwen just now.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to see if she gets a bridge. Instrumental. What an insult.
It's like we'll literally have every instrument over having your voice.
They have an instrumental bridge.
It's sad.
Okay, hold on. So
girl, I hope oh my God, Blake, give her a verse.
Give Gwen a verse.
Oh my God, this is like being...
Maybe it was a bit of a phone it in, you know, like maybe the news had broken that they were getting married or whatever.
Yeah.
And Blake had this song in the bag, in the can.
He's like, can you just
And he
be
was
in
like,
it?
Shit, can you just do some harmonies so I can say that you're on this song?
So she really didn't even sing anything.
She sang harmonies all the way through.
But not a single
but
line
But not a verse
by herself.
To herself.
That's so sad.
That's so upsetting.
Gwen, I want more for you.
I want a country Gwen album.
I want a country Gwen album. I want a country baby. Yeah.
Country
so
baby.
you do the
she
lead
calls
up
it,
and
yeah, she calls it country baby.
Country baby.
Country baby.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm pleasantly surprised that, okay, obviously I do not condone her cultural appropriation. That's bad.
No.
But I've got a soft spot for Gwen. I like her music.
I like the bangers.
Yeah.
And without, and you know what? If you take out the cultural appropriation of the music videos.
Yep.
Often, apart from the part where she says Harajuku Girls over and over again.
Apart from that
You can't really tell that she's done anything.
No, the music.
So
yeah,
I think it's just, you know, babe, your dad shouldn't have gotten new toys exclusively from Japan.
No, your dad should have been more present in your life. Yeah. And definitely not brought you back just
and,
toys
you
from
know,
Japan.
Wishing you well, even though it appears you are now a feature character in your own marriage.
Release your own country album, girl.
Please. Please. That's what the world needs right now.
We need
a Gwen
country album.
We've had the most fucked up couple of years where people have had a lot of time to themselves. Yeah. I want every artist to release an album in a genre that they never do.
Absolutely.
Like, can you imagine, like, I don't know, like Slipknot come out with a fucking pop album?
Yes.
I would live for that shit.
I would love that.
I would love it, just for the fun of it.
I'd like Adele to release, like,
a techno.
Like a or a J-Lo get on the floor. Like, get
oh my God.
I reckon Adele
is one step away from doing something like that.
Yeah, she's not far. We're predicting it here.
She's getting sick of
Adele
her own ballads,
is
I think.
Yeah, she's sick of her heartbreak.
Yeah.
She's too happy. It. She's rich now. She's a rich girl.
Rich divorced woman.
Yeah.
The next album's going to be a dance album.
Yep, definitely. We're predicting it now. Anyway, that's Gwen. We love Gwen.
We love Gwen.
Moving on to
Music Goss.
Music Goss. I want to beat your hoven.
Floyd, what the hell does that mean? I was trying to be sexy for the segment.
What have we got this week, Floyd?
Gabby, I've got two sort of things. One, I'm going to do a little short little profile on a composer, a French composer you may or may not have heard of, but he's been interesting me.
Okay.
His name is Olivier Messiaen.
Oh, sounds heard of like a gelato.
Before? I might be saying his name completely wrong.
You
probably.
Said his last name and I thought of Messina.
Yeah. Gabby's hungry. It's
I am
time.
A bit, yeah.
Olivier Messiaen.
Olivier?
I might be saying it completely wrong.
Who cares?
It might be Olivier Messiaen.
Yeah, but, we'll call him Olive.
Olivier Messiaen. Yeah. French composer.
Beautiful.
Now, he pretty much exclusively, most of his successful compositions were literally, he'd go outside, he'd listen to a bird.
Love it.
And then he'd notate it.
Oh!
He was obsessed with bird song.
I think I studied
and
this guy.
Much like Gwen Stefani, obsessed with Japanese birds.
Weird.
Cultural appropriation. It's like, you know. So he would like go, this is also, he was like back in the 1950s, so he's been dead for a little while.
Yes.
But he would like go out into nature, he'd listen and then he'd notate it down. And that's all his songs. Literally all of his songs were about evoking different types of birds. He had a 5-minute song about one bird. I mean, it's just too much. It's the same.
I actually think that he has cracked a very easy method.
Ooh.
Like, you can call yourself a contemporary composer.
True.
People know that's what you do. It's like in comedy, I wish I could go, okay, well, this next show is going to be about this bird. And I have content immediately. Like, you go out, you listen to it, you notate it.
But comedy, you've got to make people laugh. Whereas, like, the music, it's meant to make you feel something, but you're listening to the birds. Like, I mean, if you listen to the compositions, it's like, I feel nothing. I just feel like I'm outside.
Yeah, but he made money. So it's like, you know, this is the method. This is how I do it.
I know.
And this is it. And so you become known as the bird guy.
The bird guy, yeah.
And then people will call, I think it's sort of lending itself more to like contemporary
art. It's a thing though. I feel like men as they get older become more obsessed with birds. Have you noticed this?
Yes. They love a bird watch.
I think he was patient zero. Yeah. And then the disease has continued to spread throughout generations.
But then, you know, thinking about it through an art lens, it's capturing a bird at a time where maybe now they don't even exist. Like imagine if it was back in the 1800s and he heard it a dodo or something.
True.
And he's notated what it sounded like.
I wonder what noise
and then that
they
withstands
made.
History. Yeah. Like, oh, this bird's fucking dead now, but now it's like the saddest fact
well now
ever.
We wouldn't do it because it's like, well, I've got a voice memo of the literal sound.
Or but I can Google a video about it, but like that would be quite a nice way to timestamp your
so you don't think like he's crazy bird guy, you think he's like,
well, I think he's a bit crazy.
A bit crazy that he was exclusively obsessed with Japanese birds, you know.
Yeah, that's
I
weird.
Think that's a bit too Gwen
but you know
for
maybe I haven't really heard many Japanese birds.
True.
So maybe they do just sound better.
Don't go to Japan, just listen to this guy's music.
Yeah,
you know, Tokyo's opening up, but if you don't have the money,
I think
listen up to Olivier Messiaen.
I think it's one of those like wanky art things where you become known for something and that's what you do, and you do it till you die. Like Banksy is known for street art that pops
that's
up out of
true.
Nowhere, you know?
It's like, weird. Who's the musician? He's a contemporary musician who does the like, he's got just a song with a metronome for 2.5 minutes.
Oh, John Cage.
John Cage.
4:33.
Oh, and he also has a song, one of his pieces of music, the score is literally drawn as a birdcage.
Yes.
So it's that sort of vibe,
music.
Isn't it?
It's
do you
meant
like
to be
John Cage? Is that?
Here's the so when I first learned about John Cage, I was studying piano.
Yeah.
And my teacher was like, you know, we were doing contemporary music and I was sort of saying like, oh, well, this doesn't sound very contemporary because when you're listening to a contemporary classical piece and a regular classical piece, they sound the same.
Yeah.
There are rules that are broken in contemporary, but you don't really hear them.
No.
And then she went, oh, well, contemporary music kind of got a bit weird, you know, when people started breaking more rules. For instance, there's this guy and we watched the video. There's a YouTube video of somebody performing it.
Yeah.
And they lift up the lid and they sit there for 4 minutes and 33 seconds and you hear the ambience of the crowd and people don't know whether to laugh or to get angry or waiting for something. And then he closes the lid, he takes a bow and he leaves. Now, on the one hand, the anti-capitalist side of me hates it because it's like, this man probably got paid thousands for that performance.
To go do that,
Or the composer got paid hundreds for making that piece. But the shit-stirring part of me, because I hated not being able to break rules. And so the part of me as a teenager that was like, this guy really wrote this piece as either a fuck you to the system or just to have a bit of a laugh. I can appreciate taking something that's usually high status and making it incredibly low status.
Totally.
And then gaslighting these high status individuals to think that was so artistic.
That was so artistic. We should pay hundreds of dollars for
it. Yeah. Yes. And for all we know, John Cage is sitting here going, these fucking idiots.
I hope he's sitting at home.
Like a lot of artists do.
It's like those when you go to like, I can't remember where it was, but in one of the big like, you know, international museums, they had just a literal toilet on display.
Yes.
It's like art's just gone too far.
Art is laughing at the it people is. Who appreciate art.
We should try and do something like that for Melbourne Comedy Festival next year where it's just like we walk on stage, put something on
I
and
wish.
Walk off.
I wish I could get away with
Same.
It. The reviews would be awful. The could you imagine?
Batshit crazy musician of the week.
Oh, it's a tough one.
You got
one.
Anyone, Gabby?
It's a tough one.
Any actual like just like personal musicians you know?
Oh, like people I know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a batshit musician of the week.
For sure.
I had to just name my next show without writing it.
I will say my mum and two of my sisters are in a ukulele orchestra in Newcastle and I just
sorry.
Think they're all batshit crazy.
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
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 How have you neglected to tell me that?
I've suppressed it. I bottle it right down.
What do they play in the ukulele orchestra?
They play like pop music.
I love this.
And it's
are they
pretty
touring?
Much everyone is above the age of 50.
I love it.
And in fact, I think everyone's above the age of 70. The fact that my mum's 50, they're like, she's so hot. And then my poor 13-year-old sister attends.
And I love like, this. Why? We're going. When
I'm
are they
like,
coming
why?
Here?
No, they're not coming
Are they coming here?
Here? They're not coming here. Surely, I hope not. But
if they're doing a Sydney show,
yeah, my 13-year-old sister goes every week. I'm like, don't you want to do something else? But
that's amazing.
I guess, yeah,
so
she hangs
ukulele,
out with a bunch of 70-year-olds.
Do you think ukulele orchestras are batshit?
I think they're batshit crazy. They released a music video of their ukulele orchestra and some of them were wearing saris and I was like, no,
Oh.
But this is what happens when you get a group of 70-year-olds. And ties into the fact that like, sorry, recently I'm getting married, right, to an Indian man, but he is culturally Catholic.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, Gabby,
yeah,
it's good you know this because Gabby's coming to the wedding.
Yeah.
The number of times I've been asked, oh, will there be a goat at your wedding? is insane. It's like actually insane.
You should just bring one anyway.
I should just to fuck with
like just take like, the ring down.
No, it's not Noah's family. I'm just really into goats.
I just love goats.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the only kids I'm having.
So many people have asked me like, oh, is it going to be like 3 days? Is it going to be a I'm like, no, it's Catholic. Like just bring your guilt and you'll be fine.
Bring your guilt.
Yeah.
I'll pack all my guilt.
No, we're not doing a Catholic ceremony. Mm. We're having like
A party.
Yeah. We're just having someone say, declare that we're man and wife.
You're fucking married.
Yeah. Anyway, ukulele orchestra, batshit
crazy.
That is
pretty batshit.
I have another one that I want to vote in. Hopefully it's still topical when we release this episode, but Adam Levine.
Mate.
Can we just talk about him for a second? One, are you a fan?
No.
No, I'm not a fan either.
I was a big fan of the one song, She Will Be Loved, when I was 10.
Oh, yeah, same.
And then I just,
but
this
no,
man
I'm not
never
a fan.
Grew up, and I can tell.
He absolutely hasn't grown up.
He is like a 45-year-old man.
Yes, and he's having his third child with Bahati, who is a Victoria's
a
Secret.
A literal model.
A literal, like one of the most beautiful women on the
one
planet.
Of the most, like you know when
she's
you do
a Victoria's
like a,
Secret angel?
You know, she has a face, like you know when people are planning makeup for shows and they have that print out of that random face?
Yeah.
She has that face.
Yes, she
like
has
a
that
symmetrical
face. She's so beautiful.
Cheekbone.
Having his third child.
Gorgeous
has bounced
face.
Back after every single child, of course.
Yeah.
Is so supportive of his career, goes to all his concerts and stuff.
Which now, is, I mean, that's a task in itself because have you heard Maroon 5 for
oh
the last
my God,
10 years? They are awful.
Agreed. But so if you don't know the goss, basically he has been sending flirty DMs and messages to people on Instagram. I think five women have come forward, including his old yoga teacher, a model called Sumner. And then how it all came out is he messaged So he'd been sending flirtatious messages to all these women, and one, the messages are so funny. They're like, "Fuck, your body is insane."
Oh yeah, your body is so insane.
I want to touch it, and it's like the memes have been so funny that people have been like taking
their own photo,
or like taking his text being like, "Fuck, you're so hot," and then like. In regards to like a cheese toasty or something. Yeah, it's so good. Get on board with the memes.
Yeah.
But the whole reason this news even came out is the model, Sumner, who he had like a flirtatious relationship. She alleges there was actually an affair.
Yeah.
But he just says there was just very light inappropriate flirting. Messages. He messaged her saying, also, lol, my wife is pregnant at the moment. We're literally thinking of naming our next baby after you. I mean, the wife didn't know about this
person. Of course not.
But he had suggested Sumner as a
one. And she liked it.
Yeah. I mean, what a fucking
tool.
He's a batshit crazy musician.
Tool.
I agree. And then
also, he has a tattoo on his chest that says California.
Oh, kill me.
Shut up.
Just kill me.
Somebody said online, I can't remember where I read this, but somebody tweeted about him saying, Adam Levine looks like the kind of person that just had no tattoos and then one day went to a tattoo parlor and got all of them at once.
Yeah,
like
that's
he
so
looks
true.
Like the kind of guy that just went.
Justin Bieber looks a bit like
them.
That as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot like, of Jesus tattoos.
All of the tattoos at once and they're all cliches. He's got like birds, he's got like fucking roses and shit. Awful.
Also,
can you imagine if we got like Sydney on our chest? Big stencil font.
Sydney. You get Bathurst.
Yeah, fuck.
So funny.
You're Auckland.
That's mortifying.
I'd almost do it for the bit.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
I messaged Adam Levine. Just.
What did you say?
I said, come to my Fringe shows next week.
So good.
He did not respond.
Oh, you may as well plug your Fringe show.
Might as well. You know, and if he could be like,
we've already decided Adam Levine's the batshit musician of the week.
Oh, no, but it's already been. It's been and gone, my Fringe show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was last week.
Oh, fuck,
and when
sorry.
This podcast comes out, it's going to be like 3 weeks ago, but it's fine.
Oh, no, it'll be tomorrow, won't it?
The podcast comes out?
Yeah.
No, it comes out next week. We record a week and we recorded last week, comes out next week.
Did we release Pitbull last week?
Yeah, correct. Correct. Gabby's having a mental breakdown. Time means
we
nothing.
We did. Fortnite. Yeah, sorry. Anyway. Here I was like, I've got to edit this tonight.
No.
Oh, I've got next a week.
I've got a week, girl. So in summary of this podcast, what have we taken away this week?
We've taken away that
Adam Levine is batshit. I think that's just hands down. But
just,
so is my mum's ukulele orchestra.
When will we ever get a male musician who's not?
Ugh.
I'm sick of it.
I'm
Harry
of it.
Styles is the only one at the moment that I'm like, you're all right.
No.
With all the Don't Worry Darling drama.
He's not all right. He's crazy.
Oh.
I went and saw Don't Worry Darling and he's so bad in it.
I've heard it's bad.
Gabby, he's so bad in it. If you
what
haven't
is the accent?
I mean, that's bad. But
I'm
the
doing
worst
this
thing,
for us.
Yes.
Opportunity.
Yes. The worst thing is when he's in a car and he's holding onto the steering wheel and he just goes, fuck, and just yells like that. God, the people in the podcast studio are looking at us like, we're batshit crazy musicians.
Okay, but if it's between Harry Styles and Adam Levine.
Agreed,
Adam Levine
for sure. But I don't know. I still think Harry Styles is crazy as well.
There'll be something that comes out about him in the future.
They're all crazy.
They're all insane.
They're all crazy.
We give them too much power.
Yep. But hope you enjoyed this step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it.
Send us some feedback and a baby voice.
And now you can sweet escape. But it's addictive.
And
I
please,
won't
like,
stop.
You know, plug the show to your friends so that we eventually get a sponsor and we become na 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 na